Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Yo,
it is the Super Fresh Experience. It's not just a podcast,
what's
bro.
Good, bro.
What up? What are y'all ready for this experience?
Let's go.
I know
Let's
y'all
go.
Ready for this because we ready for this,
Happy
baby.
Happy Saturday.
Let's start this off.
Yes, yes, Saturday. Yes.
Happy Saturday. Yo, we've been
this
recording.
Is early.
I mean, last time we recorded Saturday. On Saturday, right? Yeah, so maybe that's going to be the new times that we're going to record. Go ahead,
oh,
brother.
Yes, that's last time.
I did last time, so we're going to do you like. And right. And we starting to get this empty, right? I mean, we're going to have to fill this back up. Mm-hmm. All right? You got this, so I'm going to get something else next time. All right? Let's pour this
What up,
up.
People? What's
what
good?
Though, yo? What up, man? Good. Listen, I always forget to say it, but I remember now. Make sure you like,
please.
Share,
yes.
Subscribe,
uh-huh.
Comment,
okay.
Do all of that good stuff
please
that helps out what we're doing here.
Please.
And it lets us know that you love what we're
please,
doing.
Please, please, please.
Please, like, share, subscribe, comment, do all of that good stuff, yo. I will tell you this, though. I don't want y'all feeling no type of way to act like we're selling out, but I'm just saying, as things start going, you might catch an ad or two up in here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to start hollering at people, man, because... Right now, this is all free for y'all. I got some people that have hit me up and asked about ads.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's some people that hit us up, asked for them ads. But, you know, they was asking for, like, commission type stuff. And, oh, well, you say it on there and whoever sells it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because that's what they do. They'll be like, oh, all right, if you sell these glasses, if we sell 40 of these glasses and they use your code, then we'll give you part of that money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to be filling up the whole show with ads on that stuff,
right,
and then we
right.
get 10 cents per thing.
Right.
But if somebody want to pay for an ad, hey, y'all can holler at us if you want to pay for an ad. You know what I'm saying? We got hella subscribers. We, you know, people watching. All right?
Please do. I mean, listen, please do. I'm here for it.
Hell yeah. All right. So, bro.
Yes, sir.
Let's
start it off the right way.
Uh-huh. All right. First topic, you know, I know we got to talk about it because it literally, and when I say literally, I mean it rocked the world literally. Let's talk about that NY earthquake,
Yo,
the NY earthquake of 2024,
well,
baby.
Well, I don't have anything to say about it.
Why?
Because I didn't feel it.
Yo, there's mad people that said that.
I was
like,
I
didn't feel it. What was you sleep?
I was driving.
Ah, so you know what's crazy? Because there was two. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard.
There was the aftershock. Right. I was driving during that one, so I didn't feel that one either. So I guess if you're driving, you don't feel an earthquake?
I
guess it's got to be stronger?
Probably.
Because that first one.
Everybody was saying, like, yo, that was.
That first one was real. That first one was real. I was at work at a hospital, and the whole hospital started shaking. I was like, what the? Everybody look at each other like, you felt that? Hell yeah, I felt that. That shit was crazy, bro. That shit was crazy. When the ground under you starts shaking, it's a different type of feeling, yo. This is crazy. But you ain't feeling it at all.
I didn't feel
nothing.
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 To me, it never happened.
It never happened.
It doesn't exist for me.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't feel a second one. So did you feel a second one?
I felt nothing.
You was driving during that, too?
Must have been, bro.
So you know nothing about it.
Yesterday,
that shit rocked
me,
the world.
It doesn't
baby.
Exist. I have... Can't say I was. Unfortunately, I was
rocked the world.
I was not part of history.
Right,
but
so
let's think about this though, real quick. Let me just think
okay,
about
go ahead,
where,
go ahead.
Where we're at right now.
Uh huh.
So we had last week, damn near 3 days of hurricane winds
pouring.
And rain.
And for my listeners that's not in New York, we talking about New York
yes.
right now.
Yes.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
I mean, crazy.
Like crazy, no joke rain. Like.
Like
pouring big old drops. It was crazy. Can't see
year.
In front of you type.
Three days. Then
uh-huh.
we have this earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, solar eclipse.
What the fuck is going on? And I know this ain't Mother Nature, but I'm going to add it in there. And then we had a ferry crash. I mean, this ain't New York, but just overall
the
in the world.
Ship crash into the bridge.
That's crazy. What's
going
on?
What's
going
on?
I
what is
know.
Happening?
Some people say it's the rapture, right? if you really religious,
right.
that's what they say. But I don't know. There is stuff that's up. My thing is, and this is what I want to say about the earthquake. Everybody makes everything into a big deal. Everybody's wilding out an earthquake. It's really not that big. Shit happens. Like,
yeah, but the problem is it doesn't happen.
That's I
right.
guess that's
you don't
why.
Get
people that do get earthquakes is like, what was that? That
what
was
is
light
four,
work.
Yeah.
4.8.
We get that a couple of times a year for fun. Like y'all might
I guess so.
Might not never get that again.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever felt an earthquake ever in your life?
No.
So I was in Hawaii back in 2006
when they had their earthquake, and shit shook the whole fucking building. That shit was scary as hell. Word? For you to be inside of a hotel and you on the fucking 10th floor or the 12th floor and the whole building started shaking. That shit was crazy.
And you that high up there, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine people that was higher. And you up there 30, 40 feet. I mean, 30, 40 stories up in the air and everything starts shaking. I mean, I guess that's why it's a big deal, but I just feel like, you know, social media is going, you know, they probably still talking about it.
Of course.
I was, it's crazy because when it happened, I was waiting for the memes. I was like, here come the memes. Of course. Here they come.
We already know what's going to happen, the next thing. But it's crazy.
Let me see if I can find some of the memes because them shits was going, you know they was going crazy. They was going crazy. You know what? Y'all know the memes. I ain't even going to go through them. Plus, I can't open my shit up right now. But them shits was crazy, yo. Everybody start, and they start going. I just be like, it'll be all over with, just like with everything else.
Tomorrow, right? It never happened. We'll,
nobody cares.
The next thing.
All right, so quickly, we got to talk a little bit about J. Cole Kendrick. All right? My boy Cole, y'all know. If y'all know me, I'm a definite J. Cole fan. That's my guy, man. That dude does what he do. But I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie. I feel like he could have came a little stronger.
I was expecting. But
he should have did a little bit something.
Here's the thing.
And I said came a little stronger. Do we say no Diddy
to
that?
No Diddy, I guess.
Here's no Diddy.
All right, here's the thing, though. Cole jumped on a Metro Boomin feature record.
True.
Cole is, that's straight him.
You're right.
You know, all him. No famous producer, no famous other rapper with him.
Fact.
This is straight him. Fact. Went in the booth.
Fact.
Pulled something up. Fact. And came out here like, yo, here y'all go. Take this how you want to take it.
That's right.
Is it hit radio smash hit? No, it's not.
Yo, I don't think that was the point of it. I hope you just heard what he said, my boy Braille, because we got a group chat and I ain't even respond yet. He was going in talking about how J. Cole is this. I just saw whatever, and I ain't even respond yet. I hope you watching this, bro, because he is right. K-Dot did it on a feature. One verse, dropped to 16. J. Cole did a whole
7 minutes
on your man. So
zip him up. Body bag.
And he said it was just a warning shot. I still think he should have came a little bit harder because I have respect for Kendrick. And I feel like you really need to go hard.
Maybe Cole was like, yo, I just match what you put out for me.
What K-Dot put out, I don't know what you feel. That shit was fire.
It's fire.
That shit was fire.
Yes, but again.
He was coming at two people too, so.
True. But again, it's on a feature.
Okay.
That's my whole thing. That's on a feature. Yeah, his shit is fire. The song is fire. Yeah. There's no comparing the songs because Metro Boomin, Future, and Kendrick's, that's a radio song.
Yeah.
You're not going to expect to hear J. Cole's song on the radio like that, bro. It's not really a radio song. It was a shot back. This is what it is. You want to keep going. Let's go. Or we could just clip this hair and carry on. But then I didn't know it was Dreamville.
I think they're going to keep going. Dreamville.
So he had no choice to put that.
Yeah, he had to. And that's another thing. So and you got to respect all of them. And I mean, of course, Kendrick too. But J. Cole's in the middle of putting out an album. He's got the tours. K-Dot not doing nothing.
Drake is on tour.
Like, there's a lot. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's what I was telling you before when I said that.
You're right. You're right. That was the whole thing that I felt like with Meek and Drake. Like, Meek was on tour. So now in the middle of tour, I got to write a diss track? Like, I'm on tour right now.
Let's pump our brakes.
What?
If he wasn't on tour, Drake was still going to eat Meek up.
Right? Nah, I don't believe that.
You're bugging.
I don't believe that at all. Not one bit.
You're wilding.
Not a bit.
You're wilding. You're wilding. You're wilding.
So you think that if Meek didn't have more time to go at Drake, you think Drake would have won?
Absolutely.
No. Listen, I ain't taking nothing away from Drake.
Absolutely.
Drake, yo, that fucking back-to-back shit was crazy.
I believe.
But the one before that,
it was mediocre.
It was trash. But
again, that's not what I don't know. I think sometimes we expect more from them. Mm-hmm. They're not battle rappers. That's not what they do.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So they now have to use their mind more to try to think of things. I'm pretty sure it's easier to come up with things you do. But they're not battle rappers, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, no, you're right.
But
they're not.
Yeah,
but
I'm cool with it. If it stops right now, I'll be cool. I don't want it to stop because I think it's just getting started. Because Drake ain't say shit yet. He ain't say nothing yet. He put out some words and people assuming, but he ain't do.
But
nothing.
But he ain't say nothing yet. So let's see. Let's see. He did get bodied by Pusha T. Yo, you gonna know that?
Well, of course that. Like, they're not the same. They're not the same.
Got bodied, and he did the best thing by not saying.
You know
nothing.
They're coming out with another mixtape.
Are they?
Yes. Who? We still don't trust you.
Are they?
Yes. I think May something.
With Future Metro,
yes, bro. It's a continuation.
Wow. They trying to, but
it's a continuation.
You on the top? That's who wants you.
But that's what Drake did. Drake put out his album, and then like 2 days later, he put out For All the Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. We don't trust you.
And we still don't trust you. Even from the first one, we still don't trust you. Well,
so that's what I'm saying. I don't think, how does
this, because I ain't really like the first one, so I hope this second one is better. Like That was one of the dopest songs.
Like
on
That
there.
And Type Shit.
Yeah, that was the dopest ones on there. All right, enough of that. Let's get into some topics.
Yes.
All right, so question. And I don't know how you're going to answer this, but, and maybe our audience, y'all could answer this too, but I don't know how to say this, because I don't want to say, do people have the right? Because everybody could do whatever the fuck they want. But if you're in a relationship, do you have the right to wake up with an attitude and be mean to that person and use the excuse of, well, I just woke up? Is that okay?
So you waking up cranky?
Waking up cranky. And I understand anybody can do whatever they want, right? Anybody
some
can do
people
that. But when you're in a relationship, is it okay for you to be cranky in the morning and have all of that, which now could shape your partner's day? You know what I'm saying? Right. I wake up, I'm happy, I'm ready to go, but you wake up and you all cranky, don't want to talk, got an attitude and all of that. Is that okay to do? Is that all right? Is it one of those things where you just say, oh, well, that's that person and that's the way they are? Or...
Well, is that true, though? Is that something that happens all the time?
I mean, if it does, so look at it both ways. Let's say it doesn't. Let's say that's not. And then, you know, it's a pass, 1 or 2 days. But let's say it's always consistently happened. And do you just say, that's who that person is? Like, what do you do?
Oh, wow. That's weird, actually. I don't think I've ever woken up just... angry. I don't know. I don't gang banging
on breakfast. That's like, what he say, right?
You nothing has started. Nothing's happened yet. All you did was
you just cranky.
You was able to bless to be able to wake up that next day. So what are you angry about?
Is that a reason? If you were in a relationship, just getting to know the person,
is that
together?
For me to clip you?
Is that a reason
oh, yeah.
to start clipping them?
Oh yeah, bro. I'm not doing
like you. Just wake up. You fine
nah,
later.
Nah, nah. You're not about.
But
to
in the beginning,
yeah,
you.
Nah.
You got an attitude.
We can't do that.
You ask questions and they don't even answer you. Don't say nah, it's too early in the morning.
What does that mean? So your brain starts working at what time?
So now that actually rolls me into another question. How about those same people that do that at work?
That have attitudes at work?
At work. They just came in 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't bother people me. Like, hey, kidding. How you doing? Don't bother it's me. Too it's too early. I didn't even have my coffee yet.
That's so ignorant.
Okay.
That's just ignorant, bro.
I'm sorry, y'all, but it's for the people that's out there like that, I think that's just some bullshit. That shit is unacceptable. Like you,
like what was you doing before you started drinking coffee?
Exactly.
Don't talk to me right now. I got to drink my milk, my orange juice. Like, I don't. What,
I got to have my cereal.
Right, wait, what?
There's probably something that was
like,
saying.
What does that.
That
mean? Like I don't understand.
My thing is that in this world, I feel like a lot of the times we say that things are okay and they're not. You know what I'm saying? We rationalize and we justify. Bullshit. We justify behavior of certain people like, oh, that's just the way they are. Oh, that's just what they do. And that shit is unacceptable, yo. Like, you can't act like that. What you do affects other people, especially if you're in a relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be your own person, or I'm not saying that, you know, listen, everybody got bad days, but on a regular, you got a fucking attitude. Like, don't nobody want to deal with that shit. I just feel like we justify it and we just allow people to just say, oh, that's who they are.
Yo, having a bad attitude, that shit is
that's just corny anyway.
Like, why are you so angry about
it? What are you mad for? You here. This is life.
Yeah.
But that's how some people are.
That shit's whack.
I just wonder. So please hit us in the comments. Anybody that feels I'm wrong, please say something to me. Tell me because, yo, again, back to the comments. Yo, dudes, Yo, first why y'all be heating it on my boy, yo?
It's okay. It's okay. Well, first of all, hold on. First of all, yo, y'all don't even be making any sense. I got to read it 6 or 7 times. That's the first thing. Secondly, you do know those are just clips, right? You have
That'd
to
be the
watch,
problem, yeah.
You have to watch the episode in order to have an understanding.
I think I commented that on one of them. I was like, yo, watch the
you
episode.
You have to watch the episode, people.
Yeah,
you
so what's his name? His name is, we're going to shout him out. GSGPRIVV. Dot underscore was like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Me?
Yeah. And I think the clip was I'm going to let him rock. What is this?
If I'm in the window seat.
Oh, the window seat one. So that's why I was saying, yo, if you watch the whole episode, you know we were talking about a plane.
That's the thing. You can't come again, you could do whatever you want, people. We appreciate your comments. It doesn't matter. Negative pot, whatever. But also, do yourself a favor and at least watch the episode so you can have
there you go. So you
an
know
educated response next time. Instead of running off the clip and think you can give a response and a comment off of a clip.
They be going in.
It's not. This people, please. Please.
All right, so this one. There's another one. There's another one.
So,
I don't remember what you was talking about here.
This is the back seat.
Oh, the female backseat going to backseat. So, let's see.
Somebody was like, yo, what's the big deal? Just let him go in something.
I'm going to read it right now. So, let's see.
Again, that's what you
Al Boogie 11 said, women who care about what you have going on will get in the backseat. Okay. And then looks like photo by, I don't know who that is, C-less. Make female who cares. Oh, he probably meant male, female, who cares. They get out and they get in the back easy. So they was agreeing with you. It was like, it don't matter who it is. They get in. So they were saying I was the dickhead in this.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, oh, so your boy, whoever this was, when you was talking about when you post the STD.
Okay.
Whoever this guy is, Tabrice 255 goes, wait. So you prefer to find out on an annual physical after the fact? Accept all the data you get, my guy. That's what they said to you. So they basically accept it.
Okay. So, all right, cool. So, yo.
You can come to the club.
Oh, yeah.
Or pull it back.
Joe, what's his name?
Tabrice.
Yo, Tabrice.
Yeah. Tabrice 255.
Cool, my brother. I appreciate it. I personally do not want to see it on social media. That's just me. I don't want to see it there. I don't think it's for public consumption, but that's just me, my brother. But yo, put your credit card number on the social media, bro. Like that's what that is. That's you're putting your personal information. But I appreciate you.
Yep. Oh, and my boy Braille. I know you watch it because I done aired you twice. He gave you the meme. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, you was like that. You was listening to nothing but female.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Braille. Like, okay. Yo, Braille. Please
he gave
believe
you the,
it.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Please believe it, my brother. I am on it.
I am here
for Ratchet Summer 2024, bro. That's it.
Yo, so listen, man. When y'all comment, yo, don't feel no type of way because we might shout you out on the show. We might just be like, yo, you's a fool for saying that. We're going to tell everybody. So I don't want that to stop you from commenting. Don't be scared, yo. It's all fun,
it's
man.
It's all love.
It's all love, man. You know we do.
We all got our opinions.
All right. Another topic. I don't know if you ever seen this show. My 600-pound life.
Of course.
All right. So off the rip, what do you think about the show?
What do I think about the
what
show?
What do you feel about the show? Just the whole show in
it's
itself.
A gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
Of course it's a gimmick.
Okay. Well, so go ahead. What, besides it's a gimmick, what else?
And then Dr. Now, he's no... I'm with it. I fucks with him.
Yo, he's funny as hell.
He keep it a stack the whole time.
One lady was like, well, if I don't eat it, then what's going to happen? Like, I'm going to starve. She was like, no, you're not. Look how big you are. You're not going to starve. I promise. So it was funny as fuck, yo.
He be wilding.
Yo, he be
but
bugging.
The show, the concept of the show is a gimmick to me. Like, why would you want to put yourself on national TV knowing that you're a big
I wonder if they get paid. I wonder if they get paid to do that. Or maybe what their payment is all that stuff that we're seeing is free. The surgery. But then
no,
you got insurance. But maybe they don't got insurance.
Or maybe you, sign a contract, like, you have to. Well, I know for health reason, they have to lose a certain amount of weight to even get the surgery in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yo, that should be funny as hell.
Right.
When they go get on that scale.
and they gain 20 pounds. Right, or lose 2 pounds in 2 weeks.
And then be like, I know he's going to be upset, but I really was trying. How are you trying if you ate 4 pizza fucking boxes? But listen, on the other side of the whole thing, right, as much as I don't, I'm going to tell you right now.
All right, hold on. Let me just.
All right, go ahead.
The problem that I have with the show is I don't like the fact that the people around them are enabling them. Bro. That's the problem. But I appreciate the show because that's reality. You love somebody, you're going to do what you want. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So
that's one of my biggest problems is that they're enablers.
You're enablers.
You should be in jail. You should be the one. If they die, that's murder, yo. Like, how you're the one they can't get out of bed.
Right.
You're bringing them
14 double cheeseburgers. Like,
yo, you seen that?
Six long.
Yo,
fries,
she had
two.
I watched her eat breakfast. She had the little sausage links. You know, they come in like 10 in a pack.
Yeah.
She opened up 2 packs. So it was 20 links. It was 8 eggs, 4 pieces of not regular toast, Texas toast. It was crazy. Like, how you even eat that much? How do you not sit there and be like, yo, I'm bugging. Like, I can't eat this much. But I guess that's the other side of it. They have an addiction, right?
Well, yeah. It's definitely.
So they can't like deal with it or whatever it is. But I just think that shit's crazy. I think that shit is wild. They're definitely enablers. And that goes to me too with children. So parents out there that's feeding your children shit all the time, feeding them McDonald's every day and all of that. Yo, those people for me, man. They should be brought up on charges. Go to jail, fam. You don't think so? If that's not... Bro,
my boy said call CPS because of McDonald's.
Fam, you don't think so, though? All jokes aside.
I mean, bro.
Fam, that's child abuse. If you're feeding your kids McDonald's and Pizza Hut every fucking day, that's well, child abuse.
Right.
Your 13-year-old is fucking 350 fucking pounds. Bro, that's child abuse. Yeah. Somebody got to do it. But we don't never say nothing about it because it's food. So it's cool. But if you're doing that as a parent.
But you know, and that's crazy. It's okay with food, but drugs, alcohol.
You can give it.
It's a big.
I can't give them a drink. Can't give them weed.
AA.
Can't give them that.
All of these.
But I can give them as many double cheeseburgers as I want. When that shit is literally killing them. That shit is a problem. To me, that's child abuse. And it should be a law out there that says that. Like, yo, you got to be responsible. I ain't asking you to have your kid in their bodybuilding, but you got to have some type of responsibility for your kid and their eating habits and their fitness. This kid is going to go in the world and going to have to now need surgeries and all that. All them little kids started the same way on 600-pound life. Parents feeding them, giving them whatever the fuck they want. That's our job as a parent, I feel. Like, yo, you see your kid eating too much. Yo, stop. Do you really need that ice cream right after that? No. No more. You just not saying that. That's child abuse, man. So I know you was laughing, but I feel like that's call CPS. I mean, yeah, call CPS, yo. This kid is ate McDonald's every single day of the week. Fast food every single day of the week. Unacceptable, yo. Unacceptable. But I don't know. Maybe that's me going on a tangent. Maybe that's me doing. But anyway, 600-pound life. Shit is crazy.
It's crazy.
This shit is funny as hell, though. Wait, what is this? Dr. Now?
Dr.
That's his
Now,
name?
Yep.
Yo, he be going in on it.
He be going.
He don't give a fuck.
In, bro. In.
He don't give a fuck, yo. But it is what it is. All right. Bro,
that's crazy.
Let's do a little something. Not something special, but.
Oh, yes.
Hey, growing up wild black. Let's get this going.
Let's go to it.
All right, so I got a couple for you. All right, growing up wild black. When you was growing up, I don't want to say curse words, but things you couldn't say. When I was growing up, you couldn't say lie. Could you say lie? That was a curse in my house.
Like you're a liar?
You're a liar. You couldn't say that. You'd have to say you fibbing.
Oh no.
You storytelling. I don't know about anybody else out there, but we couldn't say lie. You get smacked in the mouth for saying lie. You cannot say that. That's a curse. You have to say you fibbing. You storytelling. Anybody else that know that, let me know because that was for us. You could say lie. She lying. Yeah. She lying. Oh no. She fibbing or storytelling.
Oh no.
That's what we would have to say all the time. All right, I got another one. All right, and this is back to the kids. Now I got two little girls, right? And so I got a question for you. I know this is going to sound crazy when I say it, so please, y'all, don't take it like that. Okay. But my children, my little girls, their underwear are called underwear. They're not called panties.
Right.
Do you call a little girl's underwear panties or underwear?
Underwear.
Underwear.
Right.
So
children's
now,
underwear, not children's panties.
Panties. I watched some, I ain't going to say who, but we was at someone's house, and, you know, there's a friend of mine, so they was cleaning up, and they're like, oh, you got your panties all over the place, talking to, like, a seven-year-old. I was like, panties? You don't call a little girl's underwear's panties. They're called underwear.
Right, right.
And a grown woman is called panties. Right. Or is that just me?
I
mean, you got a boy, so you know what I'm
saying? A boy and a girl.
Oh, you got a boy and a girl.
Yeah, but
so.
I've never heard that in my life.
Bro. Will you call it panties? I mean, I've called women's underwear.
Right,
I've
said course. That.
But for a child, it's supposed to be underwear. So I don't know. That's how I feel. I don't know how y'all feel. Some people are like, yo, it's just a word. Who cares? But
The word, the connotation of panties, you think of
an adult. An woman. Adult woman. Not, yeah, but that's what she said. She was like, yo, get your panties. You got your panties all over the place. Da, da, da. I was like, panties? Don't call them panties. And then it was an argument. It was like, what you mean don't call them panties? I'm like, because that's a 6-7-year-old? Those are underwear.
Right.
Those are all underwear.
It says it. It says it.
That's right. You know what? I didn't even think about that. It actually does.
It says children's or underwear. Kids' underwear.
It don't say whatever. Kids' panties.
Right. It says underwear. And then you go to Victoria's Secret and you go and get panties. You don't go, I'm going to get some sexy underwear. That's not what you say.
For guys, it's no different. Boxers are boxers.
Right. Whether they're young, boxer briefs or whatever.
Whether they're young or old.
Right.
There's boxer briefs. I mean, or do you call them underwear for kids too? I mean, on the package, it probably still says underwear.
I would call
them boxers. For my son, I'd be like, yeah, you got on boxes or boxer briefs, no matter how old he is.
I'm trying to think what I would say. I never really.
I mean, I call them boxes or boxer briefs.
Yes. But yeah, panties for a 7-year-old sounds.
That's crazy. Talking about that, I might as well ask you, boxes or boxer briefs?
Boxes.
No boxer briefs.
Depends. I mean, I have both.
Yeah, both.
But I'll tell you like this.
All right.
Boxers for the summertime.
Boxes for the.
I need to breathe.
Okay, boxes for this. Okay, because you need to breathe.
Right. Wintertime, I'm more boxer brief.
I'm boxer brief all year.
All year?
Boxer briefs all year long. So I used to be boxes, but then I became boxer briefs. I just like it.
I'm both.
I just like them. I don't have any. Actually, probably don't have any more boxes. Boxers. It's only boxer briefs. But you said during the summer?
During the summer, I'm boxers.
Just because.
I'm free, it's loose. Boxer briefs,
I feel like
they're fitted, basically. They're fitted boxes.
I feel like I need the fit of them more.
I need air. I need to breathe.
I need air. But you got jeans on.
Not in summertime, bro.
Well, I guess. Or shorts
right,
on or whatever.
But still. Summertime, you sweating. I don't want the beef is all jammed up. Nah, you need the air out. So, nah. Because that's what boxer briefs are, bro. They're basically fitted boxes.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure
I guess
basically.
So. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But that I've been, I remember when I did do boxers, and then when I switched, I was like, oh, wow, that's it. And I do the long boxer briefs that come down here, ones that's comfortable. Especially because if you wear ripped jeans, you're going to have your whole thigh out. Right. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure you have that. So, all right. You got anything for Growing Up While Black? I think that was the only things I had for Growing Up While Black. I hope y'all enjoy that game. Yes. We have a good time playing that game.
I got a question for you, though.
All right, go ahead.
It's a scenario.
Scenario.
Have you ever been in a bar
uh-huh.
and a woman's bought you a drink?
Never been in a bar and a woman bought me a drink.
All right. That happened. That happened to me.
Recently? Or just happened?
No. It happened.
It happened I'm before?
Yeah, it's happened before.
Okay, so talk to it.
I didn't know how to react.
Is it progressive? I think we kind of talked about this. But is that progressive? Like, is that?
No. No, I didn't know how to respond.
Oh, to her?
Yes.
After the drink? Do you go,
yes,
thank you?
Yes.
That's exactly. Thank you.
I didn't know what to do.
Thank you.
Right. Like, thank
you.
I didn't know what to, I really didn't know what to do, bro. I really didn't know what to do. Honestly, fam. I'm sitting there. and she's smiling at me.
Okay.
So I'm smiling back.
Wait. Let's put it in perspective. And I know that might have been rude, but what she look like?
She was.
You thought too long. She was ugly.
No. I want to be as honest as possible.
All right, what she look like? Because that when I say put it in perspective, that means something.
7.
Okay, out of 10. She was a 7. Okay, all right, so she wasn't bad. Yeah. She wasn't the best, but she was all
right. Right.
All right, okay.
So she's smiling at. Like I said, I have my drinks. Bartender comes over. I'm like, yo, I didn't order another drink. Mm-hmm. He's like, the lady across the bar bought it for you. So I look, and she's smiling. So I'm like, at that point, I did not know what to do.
Pineapple.
I didn't know.
Don't buy me a drink. I'll tell y'all right now.
I didn't know if I was supposed to go to her and mm-hmm. say thank you with the drink in my hand, or do I leave the drink, obviously, you know, leave the drink, go thank her, or do I buy her a drink
in
from
return?
Yes, from my seat, or do I buy her the drink and then take the drink to her? I didn't know what to do, bro. You know what to do? And I know y'all probably like, yo, that sounds so stupid.
What do I do?
I legit had no clue what to do.
What to do. All right, so in the comments, y'all got to tell them what to do. I think what you should have done was she get the drink, mm-hmm. look back over. I would take the drink and walk over there to her and then start the conversation.
Okay.
So now if I end up buying another round, I'm going to buy
long story short, we end up conversing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It end up, you know, we did talk.
Okay.
But for that 30 seconds, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, bro.
What do I do?
I didn't know what to do.
Do I buy the drink back? You just
so,
like,
ladies, hey. I need y'all to let me know.
Talk to
if
him.
You ever bought a man a drink, or if you,
what do you
would
expect?
Buy a man a drink, what do you expect him to do? Buy you a drink in return? Get up, come to you, buy you a drink, bring the drink to you? I didn't know what to do.
Let's spice it up.
Okay.
Shorty sent you the drink.
Right.
She's a 4.
Still the same scenario.
Still the same scenario. Doesn't matter.
Still, yeah.
Whatever you did. Because, well, she's a 4, a 2. She's
matter.
Now lower on that totem pole. She's
I don't care because I still don't know what
would you have still went over there and
I still
did,
would. I still, yeah.
And had the conversation. And
right. It wouldn't have led to nothing because she's not my type, but I wouldn't have been an asshole about it.
Okay, so you'd have been like.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
You know that's what women would do, right?
What come
if a 4 or a 3 or a 1 sent a woman a drink?
Oh, they're gonna take the drink and take
and
the conversation.
Keep it pushing.
Of course,
they're not gonna go over there and talk.
No,
they're not gonna do any of that. Let's be honest.
Right,
they're
That's
gonna
true.
Be like,
"Oh, true.
They probably be like, no, thank you."
Oh, well, yeah, because they think that's gonna lead to something.
So they're like, "Oh, no. Tell them I said no, thank you." But who sent it? No, thank you.
That's kind of fucked
yo,
up.
That
right?
Shit feel like shit. But women be doing that, yo.
Ladies, in the comments, please. I know I don't know. I'm too old for that, right? I should have known better. I'm trying to.
I'm too old for that.
I legit known better. Didn't know what to do, bro. I
was just sitting there like,
I was like, okay. Literally scrambling in my brain what to do. Go over there, buy a drink. I didn't know what to do, bro.
Shit.
Didn't know what to do.
Well, ladies,
please.
Hit us in that.
Please.
Let him know what he should do. All right. Another topic. All right. Let's start like this. The shows that we watch, right? Do you think that they fuck with us mentally? Meaning watching Housewives and all that ratchet shit and hip hop and loving all of that. What is it?
Loving hip hop. Real Housewives.
All of that. Mm-hmm. Do you think that affects us mentally? Like the way we act and the things that we do, do you think that messes with us? And I mean, you could bring this down to the music as well, but I'm just talking about just the ratchet TV shows. Do you think that mentally fucks with you?
I think it depends on your age.
Okay.
I don't think it's not going to
For an
affect,
adult.
Right. It's not going to
So you us. Don't think that it messes with adult, like what age are we talking? Like
I'm 20s and 30s. They
it's going to fuck with you.
Yeah, you might be influenced by that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think.
I guess that's not my question in a way, influence. I mean more like watching that.
Like brainwashed? Getting brainwashed?
Almost brainwashing you to act certain ways and do certain things that you, you know what I'm saying? I guess that you wouldn't normally do. And then you take a look and you'd be like, wow, am I doing this because of the show that I watch? Because of this? Seeing this? Or acting a certain way knowing that, lo, this is a ratchet way of acting. But thinking that is justified because of the shit you see on TV. As an adult. Do you think
I do think...
And only reality shows, not Game of Thrones. Like, right. we're not in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, reality shows are people that we know.
I do think that it has an effect on us because if you're looking at these couples on this show and these guys are doing X, Y, and Z for them and they have
here
these,
we go.
You know, being able to get that, then they are going to be thinking like, okay, well, why can't I get that? Well, one, because I ain't got it. And two,
I ain't got it.
And two, you ain't her.
True.
So you again, bro, we talked about it in other episodes. You gotta stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
You gotta stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's nothing on the TV on any of them shows that's gonna make me think like, oh, if I start moving like that, maybe I'll get no, bro. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not, because there's nothing. Most of that shit is garbage anyway, man.
I believe all that shit is garbage, to be honest. I'm not a reality show person, you know what's crazy, bro? What?
So I was listening to All the Way Up with Angela Lee in the morning, and Maynard was on there, and Maynard was talking about Love and Hip Hop, I think Miami, the last one.
Okay.
Do you know that they only get paid, some of them, between $1,500 and $2,500 an episode?
That. I heard that. Yep, I heard that.
What the fuck?
But it makes sense.
Because you're getting the publicity.
You're getting the publicity.
And I get it.
And they make bread off of appearances. So they'll go to a club and be like, yo, $2,000 just to show up to the club. And they, not even to spend money. We'll give you bottles. We'll give you everything. We just want to put you on the flyer to say that you're here. And then they get more people. So, and they get $2,000, $3,000 off of that. So I guess that's why they like, fuck it. And I'm pretty sure in the beginning of reality TV and all those shows, it wasn't like that. But I think they started realizing that. And plus, people now are so hungry for the spotlight, they'll probably do that shit for free. They probably wouldn't even act, you know what I'm saying? If they said, Joe,
free publicity.
You can't, we're not going to pay you. Or we're going to pay you $10 an hour to be on the show. People would still do it just to be on TV. So it wouldn't even matter. That's just the way life is. But yeah, I didn't even know.
Selling your soul.
I mean, I figured that. Eh? Yeah.
Selling your soul for the fame.
Selling your soul, yo.
That's crazy.
Yo. Y'all got to look up, and I know you ain't never heard of it before.
Okay.
But, and I'm almost... I'm almost scared to say this shit.
Okay.
Yo, there's this rapper named Baby Kia. Did you see it?
Why is that name?
When I say I'm scared to say it, because the dude is a wild card. Like, he be wilding. I'm almost scared to say it, that he don't walk through this door and try to kill me.
Where have I heard that name from?
That's the dude's name, Baby Kia. So it's what's more scary is that how I found out about it was last night I took my youngest daughter to dinner. So we just had dinner chilling. And we just talking or whatever. And then she was like, did you hear this dude named Baby Kia? He be wowing his da-da-da-da. And it's like, how she even know it? So now I'm like, let me, you know, later on at night, we get home and I start looking up this dude. This dude is just literally, he's just talking wild shit about killing people and doing all types of stuff, upside down, cross on his head. The dude is just a bug out, yo. Just like looking at his interview. I started looking at his interviews, all of that. Mm-hmm. He just be wailing, like don't care about nothing. Supposedly, he's in jail for like killing a shitload of people. But the dude is a wild card. And what scares me again is that my 13-year-old told me about him. So that means she's listening to that. Like, how you know about that? But do you know about this kid?
I never heard of him.
Never.
I've heard the name.
The name?
But I'd never looked it up or anything.
Wild boy. If y'all got a chance, and I hate to give him more publicity because this is not what we want for hip-hop, but look him up and you'll see, yo, this is what your kids is listening to, yo. Because I know most of our listeners are probably around our age, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got kids. Right. Yo, definitely look and look at what your kids are looking at, because if your kids is looking at stuff like that, that's not a good look. It's not a good look, yo. It's scary, yo. The dude, I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I ain't scared of nobody, but I'm just saying, like, the dude scared me. I was like, what the fuck? He looks like one of them. These young boys out here is wild. Wild for the night. They don't care. It ain't about the way it used to be. Like, you could knuckle up. Because, of course, if we knuckle up, I'd beat the shit out of him.
Right.
But these kids don't care nowadays. They will pull out something and shoot you directly in the face and go to breakfast in the morning. They don't care. And that's what we're up against. You know what I'm saying? It's not like when we was young. You know, the worst that can happen is you get beat up, possibly might get, you know, a little stabbed or something, and hopefully it's not that bad. But nowadays, dudes will just pull out whatever and shoot you for nothing.
It don't matter, bro. For nothing. For nothing.
At least back when we was younger, if you got shot and dudes did have guns and do whatever. You got shot. It is what it, you know what I'm saying? It was a little bit different. People weren't just shooting you for nothing.
Right, right.
Now, you can look at someone the wrong way. And they will buy. It ain't even worth all of the tough and, yo, I'm telling you right now, I'm not tough. Y'all can look at me right now.
I'm telling y'all right now, I am a runner.
You win.
You got it.
It's way more important. You got it.
You got it.
You got it, my man. You got it. As long as you don't put your fucking hands on me, you can say what the fuck you want. I'm out of here, bro. You ain't going to sit here and bait me into something where you going now pull out something. I got kids that I got to take care of.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it.
That's the phrase.
You got it, fam.
You got it. That's been the phrase for a couple of years, but we're going to make that 2024 race. You got it. Y'all got that shit, yo.
You got nothing for it. I ain't got nothing for it.
Nothing. Nothing. All right. What other topics you got, bro? Got any more topics, man?
Not really. I just want to spring is here. The weather's getting nice. What you got planned for the summer, bro? Are we back outside?
Yeah, yo, you know we back outside.
Time to clean the yard
yo,
up.
Yo, we backyard again. So you know we back outside, going in the backyard.
Clean the grill.
Clean the pizza maker. Yo, if y'all don't know, man, get yourself a pizza maker, yo.
This guy.
Yo, I got this pizza maker, and now I'm the designated pizza guy, yo. It's literally hooks up the propane. But you know what's so funny? This old people shit.
Again, bro. This is the shit. This is excitement. I can't wait to get in the backyard and make pizza
for all of us to chill and listen to Usher. Right. And yo, one summer night we had a Usher versus Chris Brown. Remember that?
Yes.
That was one of the epic nights.
We played what? At least two, three albums for both of them.
For
bro.
All of them going back and forth. Who's best? And that's what, to be honest. To me, that's better than going to the club.
Y'all can have it again.
I can have it. I'll turn that pizza maker on, make some pizza, and then shit cook real quick, have drinks, be fucked up. Motherfuckers fall asleep in the
hammock.
My girl Megan. What up, Meg? Yo, Megan hammock. Has literally fell asleep. I come out in the morning to clean up. She's still in the damn hammock. Knocked out sleep, yo. Listen. That's the shit
This is what life is.
Man. That's all we want right now, yo. That's it. Bro. But anyway, you was asking what I'm doing for the summer. For the summer, we going on a I'm going on a cruise. I don't know if you heard of the Icon of the Sea, the cruise.
Is that the new ship that
the
just
new
came?
New ship that
you're,
just came out.
You're going on a new ship already?
Going on a new ship. So let's. You know what? How much time?
Wait a minute.
Let's talk a little.
You're
about
to
that.
Go. Yeah. You go, so we're you're the crash test dummy.
No. It's already sailed. It sailed already. It sailed a couple of times.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all was the first.
Oh, no. It's just a new cruise ship.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all was the first crew that's going to hit the sea on that.
No.
Okay, that's fine. So the Kinks is out, hopefully.
It's out. Let's go through price real quick. And I ain't trying to hate on y'all, Royal Caribbean, but airfare plus getting on there for five people, right? And probably whatever little monies we're going to spend on clothes and all of that. How much you think?
How long is the trip?
7 days. 6 days. Or six days.
6 days, five.
Which I've never been on that long on a cruise ship.
5 days. You're flying from New York to where? Miami.
Five people.
Airfare. That's not including the package of drinks and everything.
No.
That's just getting there and get on.
Getting there, getting on there.
Five people.
How much you think?
7 bands.
Double it. 15 bands, bro.
15 bands?
15 bands, bro. The cruise alone is 10 stacks. 2,000 a person for 5 people. That's the cruise alone. Just the cruise. No drink packages, no nothing else. 10 bands just for that. Just for that. Then airfare for 5 people, and my people, I got more than 2 or 3 kids, y'all know. Airfare for 5 people, that's $2,500 right there. Almost $3,000. Then the night before, you got to get a hotel. So a hotel. Then the money that people are going to, you know, you got to buy clothes, buy this, buy that. Then drink packages, internet. A little under 15 racks, bro, for a cruise. I think the shit's excessive. I think the shit's excessive. I think it's way too much money. It doesn't make sense, but sometimes you're overruled in your house. But I think that's just crazy. You know what you could do with 15 stacks?
15 stacks, bro.
15. Y'all tell me if y'all think that's wild. I think that shit is crazy.
Yo. Is that because you're on a new ship?
That's because. And then you know what's crazy, too, about Royal Caribbean? When I'm looking, like, there'd be videos out, and I'm looking at all the videos in my house. They're all excited about going in, so they're always playing the videos. There's a lot of shit you got to pay for on the cruise ship. When on a cruise ship, you're supposed to be everything free.
Right.
Certain restaurants you got to pay for, certain this you got to pay for. It's like, yo, what damn. The hell am I spending all this money on?
Damn.
You could have caught a nice Carnival cruise for $5,000. But I guess Carnival, they say, is ratchet now. So
not, well, not now. It's been ratchet.
It been, it's crazy. Yeah, yeah, Carnival
is
crazy.
The black cruise. That's our shit, man. You know, black old cruise. Older people don't go to Miami, no, they go on Carnival cruises. Yeah. That's what you do now at this point.
You go on a Carnival cruise, motherfuckers be smoking, right. All yeah, that yeah. shit.
It's Carnival cruise is the hood, bro. Wow.
Anyway, yeah, man. 15 I mean, stacks. That's what that I'm sound, doing for the
still, you know, money, what are you going to do with it?
Listen, money comes, money right, goes. Right, that's why it's not still, that big of a deal, but it's still, woo! It's wow. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
What you doing? What you getting for summer?
I don't even know.
Besides yet. The backyard.
I don't know yet, bro.
So just, I know. It's my backyard, yo. My backyard is where we at. That's where we go. I ain't inviting y'all motherfuckers, though. I'm telling y'all right now. I don't need all of y'all there. But I'm just saying. We'll put some videos
don't,
up.
Don't drop with location, please. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Somebody gonna comment. Drop location. Show up. Wow. But yeah, what you getting into?
I don't know, bro. I think I'm... I want to try a lot of new restaurants, bro. There's a lot of things I've been seeing on
new restaurant.
Yeah, okay, on okay. IG. So it's a lot of stuff lot. In our area that I've never been.
Oh,
to,
talking bro. About that, how much time? We got a place in Belrose called House of Belrose. It's a black-owned Asian spot. So if you like Asian food, it's an Asian food spot, but it's black-owned called House of Belrose.
Hmm.
Joint is official. I've been there 3 times so far. 3 times. Black-owned is dope, yo. So shout out to House of Belrose. I'm one of your customers that come all the time. Ambiance is nice. It's dope. And I love Asian food. As a vegan, I can get a lot more options when it's Asian. So there's a lot of stuff there. I mean, it's not that much stuff for vegans, but it's still a dope place. The atmosphere, they got the DJ, you know what I'm saying? Nice, light music, chilling. It's definitely a good vibe. So we got to check that out. But, yeah, that's dope. I do want to try some more restaurants.
Yeah, because I know a couple of years we did the Wingfest?
Mm-hmm. Before I was vegan, we did Wingfest a couple times. That was dope. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff, yo. Got to look, yo. New York got little things that's going on that you may not know about, but there's a lot of stuff going on, yo. All right, yo. I think we good.
Yeah, we good.
You want to finish this off?
You know how we do.
Finish this off? Ah, got a hole in my lip. Ah. All right, yo. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself.
Yes, yes.
Please like, share,
please.
Subscribe,
mm-hmm.
do all of those things.
You know
what y'all know. You know what you need to do.
You
for
know
us,
it.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, thank y'all again. Thank all of the fans for always being here with us, watching us.
We appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Giving us those comments. Keep them comments please rolling do. In. We love them. We will shout them out on the air.
Absolutely.
What else? Oh, this Sunday, my boy King PIB, he's doing a live podcasting, and I think we're going to be on it on their next one that they do. So check that out. If you go on Instagram, type in King PIB. So King and then P.I.B. And then you'll see that he has something going on tomorrow. It's a live podcast with like five podcasts or something. It's going to be crazy. We'll be on there for the next round that they do. Right? It's going to be crazy. So, listen, again, we love y'all. This is a super fresh experience.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Appreciate you.
My guy. Love you, bro. All right? Yo.
Peace.